Welcome to the HR AI Brief by Fullstack HR, your go-to podcast for everything at the intersection of artificial intelligence and human resources. As per usual, we're diving into the latest news around AI and HR. And as per usual, I'm Johannes Sundlo. If you haven't already, give that subscribe button a little tap. Why, you ask? Staying in the loop with AI's hustle and bustle is a game changer, especially for us HR folks looking to stay sharp and ahead. By subscribing to the HR AI Brief by Fullstack HR, you're basically ensuring that you're always in the know, never missing out on the good stuff. It's just a click away, but it means you're always on the ball, ready to tackle AI in the workplace head on. So, make sure you're on board, and let's dive back into the world of AI and HR. Let's start with the news from Klarna. Klarna's CEO, Sebastian Siemiatkowski, dropped what I'd call a seismic shift announcement in the world of HR. Klarna is swapping out hundreds of their customer service roles. Yes, you heard that right, hundreds, for AI-powered counterparts. So, what's cooking? Artificial intelligence, folks, and it's not just any stir in the pot. It's a $40 million stir, to be exact. That's the estimated annual savings Klarna is eyeing, thanks to this AI integration. And before you think this is some far-off future scenario, let me bring it home. This is happening now, as in today, touching lives and shaking up organizational structures as we speak. Those of us who've been hammering on about AI advancements aren't just doom and gloom prophets. We're looking at living, breathing change, and Klarna's bold move is a billboard for this transformation. It's a head-turner that's bound to inspire a domino effect. Other companies sitting on the sidelines take note. The game is changing. And it's changing swift. Now, let's not tread down the path of dystopia where humans are edged out entirely. That's not the goal here. It's about adaptation, about being agile and reimagining the connection between human and machine, ensuring that there's still a human heartbeat at the core of the digital revolution. For the HR community, it's a wake-up call of the most ringing kind, to integrate AI in ways that make us not just participants, but adept conductors of this profound change. Switching gears, let's take a moment to marvel at the strides being made in the realm of AI horsepower. Anthropic, a company that's been on the cutting edge of AI, has just rolled out the Claude 3 model family. You heard it right, it's like a lineup of AI celebrities: Claude 3 Haiku, Claude 3 Sonnet, and the powerhouse, Claude 3 Opus. Anthropic claims that each model in this family is carefully engineered to offer a blend of intelligence, speed, and cost that fits whatever mission you're on. But it's not all about raw brain power. Anthropic states that these models come with a more nuanced understanding, fewer unnecessary refusals to answer questions, and let's not forget, refined vision capabilities to process all kinds of visual data. As always, while we're talking about these amazing developments, don't forget, you can get all the intricate details and comparisons from the source itself. Just follow the link in our show notes to Anthropic's announcement and see how the Claude 3 models stack up against their peers. I'm not 100% convinced that they bet GPT-4 yet, but it's interesting to see the ins and outs of the development around these models. This year alone, we've seen two prominent players, Google and Anthropic, release new models, and we're only 2 months in. It will be interesting to see what will continue to happen throughout the year. Now, shifting to a story that has less to do with AI's capabilities and more to do with its standing in the eyes of the law. It's a story pulled straight from Reuters. Find the link in our show notes. This legal tangle we're talking about involves OpenAI filing a court motion against none other than the New York Times. In a surprising turn of events, the AI powerhouse has accused the newspaper of essentially hacking ChatGPT to create evidence for its copyright lawsuit against OpenAI. The suit itself pinpoints that OpenAI used a laundry list of the Times articles to train its chatbots. And while OpenAI argues that this falls under fair use, the New York Times is not having any of it, claiming that this is a free ride on its extensive journalistic efforts. The whole story forces us to ask, when an AI digests and learns from human-created content, who truly owns the knowledge that emerges? It's a big, broad question that pits traditional copyright law against the rapid advancements in AI knowledge acquisition. The stakes? A piece of the potential multi-trillion dollar AI industry pie. The legal tiffs like these point to the growing pains of a brave, new AI-infused world. It's clear that as these intelligent systems become more prevalent, the more the rules of the game are going to be called into question. And folks, those rules are being written and rewritten as we speak. Stay right on top of this unfolding legal drama. Follow the links in the show notes to dive deeper. The last article covers the sometimes wacky realm of AI prompting. Quirks and oddities may not be the first things that come to mind when you think about the high-tech world of artificial intelligence, but it turns out that some unconventional methods can greatly enhance AI performance. For instance, experiments have shown that using imaginative scenarios as prompts, like imagining being in a Star Trek episode solving a crisis, can actually improve an AI's ability to tackle mathematical problems. It seems the more creative the scenario, the more focused the AI becomes. Just when we thought the rules were straightforward, we learn that there's no one-size-fits-all magic phrase. Instead, it's about creatively engaging with AI, using techniques like adding rich context, exemplifying tasks through a few shots, and systematically applying the chain of thought approach. This method involves asking AI to sequence steps logically, providing feedback at each juncture, almost like nurturing a brainstorming session that corrals the AI's capabilities with precision. But here's where it gets even more interesting. Developing an intuition for AI's idiosyncratic ways of thinking is proving to be invaluable. Engaging deeply with the AI and understanding its personality can lead to better results, as one familiarizes oneself with its strengths and weaknesses. Just like humans, AI needs a little nudge now and then to reveal its full potential, and prompt engineering, though not an exact science, is a craft that's becoming increasingly significant. I have to admit that I've been torn on the use of prompt engineering in the past. But it is important to understand how you write prompts that these models understand, especially for us in HR. So, for those of you intrigued by just how far AI can be stretched, there's a treasure trove of possibility lying within the odd and unconventional. Tap into that creativity, and you might just uncover an array of unexpected outcomes. Once again, this story just highlights how the field of AI is as much an art as it is a science. If you're keen to explore further, check the show notes for links to dive deeper into this fascinating topic on One Useful Things website. And remember, if you're listening on Spotify, let us know your thoughts on this episode. We're all ears for your feedback. As we close off this episode of HR AI Brief by Full Stack HR, I'd like to extend a thank you for lending us your ears and your time. The world of AI and human resources is ever-changing, ever-evolving, and I'm glad to have you along for this journey. Whether you're in the car, at home, or taking a break at work, we're here to keep you updated, informed, and perhaps even a little entertained. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, and I'll see you next week.